The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Cast from the Kalianakos, Rekikli, and Ask of Futunian, Katruveli, Kakrivinian. Kasusifinian, Katulianian, Marched. Kasisifa Rotopadana, Kasisia, for there is going to be a ceiling, see the Spirit, a ceiling of all my saints, of all my saints. I'm going to give you a place to walk. I'm going to show you the path to walk in. The path to walk in which you will be saved. The path with which you will walk. I will show you. I will make it clear. I will make it clear. I will make my demands clear. I will make the journey even to receiving the morning star clear. I will give you. I will show you. I will show you how to take your feet. How you take your steps. How you will take your steps. And you will not offend. And you will not offend. I want to show you. I want to show you, for I've empowered my handmaiden to make my way known, to make my path known, to make it known how you will walk, even as a child, as a young man, oh, as a father, how you will walk as a baby, how you will take your step as a child, how you will take yourself as an adult, oh, and you will arrive at the morning star. Pay attention, pay attention. Pay attention, because the path must be shown clearly. The way must be made known. The way must be made known. Understanding must be given to you on how you will take your step and you will arrive well. For my concern, my desire for you is to arrive safely, is to come up, is to arrive safely, is to arrive safely. And I want to make it distinct. I want to make the sound of the trumpet distinct so that you will know how to make your journey. How to make your journey. So I've empowered my handmaiden. I have empowered her to make known even the way, to make it known the path. Oh, so that you will know how to take your steps accurately in divine will. Say the Spirit.
Father, we give glory to your name today. God, I exalt you. I adore you, eternal God. Thank you, God Almighty, for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you because you have loved us with an everlasting love. Thank you for calling us, O God Almighty, with this high calling. We exalt you, Lord. We adore you. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you for the conference that started since Monday. Thank you for all that has come down to your people. Thank you for light. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for grace to walk. God, I give glory to your name. I appreciate you, Lord. I ask, Lord, for mercy this morning that you will help me. Help me, Lord God Almighty, to speak as I ought to speak. Help me, Lord God Almighty, to pass across even your counsel, your mind this morning. Guide me, Lord. Guide me in your pasture in the name of Jesus, that your name might be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, that you may live long on earth. It is a necessary righteousness that we must obey. Hallelujah. You might have given them their monthly allowance, but Mother's Day allowance is different. That is the beginning of my message this morning. We must honor our parents. Bible says that is the commandment, the first commandment with promise. with promise. You know, this age, generation that we are in, we don't have such values again. We criticize our parents, parents in the natural and parents in the spirit. We dishonor them so much because we have come to learn a lot. But mothers remain mothers, fathers remain fathers. You must honor them, bless them, encourage them. In fact, I sent my own mother's gift since yesterday. Not today, since yesterday I fired it. Yes, because I still have a mother who is alive. And every time the Lord will remind me how my mother labored and suffered over us to raise us, that you should never forget her. Don't ever forget them. Some of us have taken our parents to be witches, witches that didn't kill you when you were in their womb. They didn't kill you when you were vulnerable, when you were weak. They labored over you to bring you. Some of them, they sent us to school. They didn't kill you then. It's now that you are moving around and you are blasting in tongues that your parents have become witches. Let the negative part of this thing not catch up on us. So I admonish all of us. Greet your parents. Honor them. Honor your father and your mother. The spirit of the age is disobedient to parents. That's the spirit of the age. Disobedient to parents. And you see people disobedient to parents in the home. When they come to church, they do the same thing. I were watching a video with my husband. One lady was abusing Baba Adeboye. Mi oriruweri. The abuser said, this person, where is she coming from? Real abuse on social media. I said, what? Who brought up this kind of a child? The Oti Wawalatile. So we can stand on social media and abuse fathers in the faith. Abuse them thoroughly. God is looking at us. So these are righteousnesses that we must fulfill in our days. Those who will sit on the throne, you don't sit on the throne, no, you don't become a star by dishonoring your parents. No matter what they do, no matter their errors, no matter their mistakes, they didn't put their cane in your hands. Better keep your cane very well and be humble. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 So, have we heard that?
Yes,
those of us who have living parents, send messages to them. Wire something. Except you don't have at all, but let your heart communicate much more. No matter how small, 1,000 naira is not too small to be wired. If that is all you can afford. But make sure you send something to your parents. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, amen.
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 The Lord will bless us as we obey this righteousness. Amen. It is righteousness. The Bible says it. New Testament. So before some people who know Bible very well, we say, that is Old Testament. This one was said in the epistles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Tokwe, I'm sure you have called mom this morning and greeted her, I trust you, and greeted her happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah. It's a necessary righteousness. We must fulfill all righteousness. Of all that has been said, this is the sum. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was saying the other day when I was ministering that the aim of all these saints is that God wants to raise a people to himself. Hallelujah. And you know, the morning starts. When I had my daughter Anu, I had her through CS in a very, very unpalatable way because the anesthesia failed. So, yes, it failed and they could not put me to sleep. So they had to cut me open, live and direct. They tied my two legs. And I was, the doctor just said, "Fru, fru, fru." I said, "What is that?" He said, "No, he's just cleaning the place." Meanwhile, he has opened up the first layer. By the time he placed a knife on my womb, the pain was something else. But I endured because I wanted that child at all costs. So the pain was not compared, could not be compared to what was coming out. That is how we can be when we want something. So by the time the doctor told me, 5 minutes, I'll be done, 5 minutes. But 20 minutes, they were still looking for the baby. Yes, live and direct. I was awake, no anesthesia, nothing, raw like that. But I'm going somewhere. So when we finished, when they finished, they brought out the baby and they said, "See your baby." She cried. I was so uninterested. I said, "Kilode, why do I have to go through all this to have a child?" I was pained. I was pained. I was disinterested. I was discouraged. I was everything. They now put me to sleep after they had brought out the baby to suture me up. So I went into a deep sleep. So when the anesthesia wore out and I was coming back, I was still unconscious. They were sewing me up. I was unconscious. In my unconscious state, I started saying, "Jesus, the bright and the morning star. Jesus, the bright and the morning." I was unconscious, but my spirit was talking, and the doctor was hearing me. "Jesus, the bright and the morning star." And the doctor thought I was passing away. I was already seeing heaven. I was dying. So they started shouting, "Mrs. Oyegoke." She thought I was seeing Jesus already. I was already passing. "Mrs. Oyegoke." They were shouting. "Mrs. Oyegoke. Mrs. Oyegoke." He started singing because he's a Christian doctor. "Jesus set you free. You cannot be bound. Jesus set you free." But what I was saying, I said it until I woke up. "The bright and the morning star. Jesus, the bright and the morning star." And I asked my husband, I said, "What was that?" So when I woke up with that word in my heart, all my pain, all the grief, everything disappeared. I was so excited with that word, "Jesus, the bright and the morning star." I said, "I want to live to discover what this means." It took away every pain, every sorrow, everything. Did I offend God differently? Akilode. But every pain, as I woke up with that word in my mouth, every pain disappeared. Every sorrow left. I became glad. I rejoiced. I could carry my baby. And I never thought about it again. I just moved forward. God had to bring that encounter to clear that stress. Why would anesthesia fail? I don't understand. And they couldn't put me to sleep because my blood pressure was hitting the roof. They put me to sleep. My coma turned down. But thank God for preservation. Hallelujah. So what am I trying to say? Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the bright and the morning star. And as we have heard and learned, there are many other stars. Morning star. Satan is a morning star. Amen. Satan is a morning star. He was a morning star. But you see, the point is that he was made so. He was made so. He was made by God, configured by God. He didn't have to walk like you and I have to walk. He woke up and found himself to be like that. Should you understand? That's why our rewards will be different from that of angels. If we are able to rise from the place of dust to become so much better than angels, angels cannot get the same. The angels cannot sit on the throne because they didn't work for it. They didn't earn it. They were made so. But for a human being that was beaten down by Satan, beaten down to dust, to be able to rise from dust, to become spiritual, to become divine, to finish the course of everlasting, for a human being to finish the course of everlasting life, to become a star and become a morning star, there must be reward for you. So what am I trying to say? These stars are actually, they are heavenly beings. Stars are heavenly bodies. So stars are heavenly being. And the Bible says, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. Is a calling that is hanging on everyone to come up to the heavens. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus Christ laid the example for us. As a man, he was made a man. He was made lower than the what? Angels at birth. But one thing he did, he focused, his major focus was to become the bright and the morning star. That was all he spent his life doing. He didn't do any other thing. He was so focused. I must do the work of him that sent me while it is day. What is that work? Is it evangelism? Far, 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 foul. Is it preaching? No. Working of miracles? No. It is changing of nature. Acquisition of nature. Acquisition. Changing of persons. We saw him changing and changing and changing. And like Pastor said, you don't need to be a pastor. In fact, a lot of times, when I'm talking, it's like I'm against preachers. I'm not against preachers. I just want something to be corrected. You don't need to be a lot of preachers will not make the throne. Because it is not the preaching that they reward. It is what you do to yourself, to your person, that you'll be rewarded for. Hallelujah. So I can preach like Paul said. He said, I can be after I have preached to others. He said, one thing I do, I bring my flesh under. I put it under subjection. Plus pastor, plus church member, we all have flesh to fight with. We all have our flesh to wrestle down. He said, I bring, thank God it was Paul that wrote that thing. Not somebody, not one of the disciples said, he said, I bring my flesh what under. I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So I can preach and end up becoming a castaway. What will make me become a castaway for God's sake after preaching powerful, powerful, powerful meetings? Praise the Lord. It means that I am not taking heed to myself. Like Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, take heed to yourself, and to the doctrine. Because doctrine is what they used to raise. Hallelujah. And it is obedience to doctrine that raises. Hallelujah. He said, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. 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 The doctrine. For by so doing, you will be able to save yourself. Stars are saved entities. They are completely saved. Hallelujah. Salvation is the completion of everlasting life. Gaining, inheriting everlasting life is salvation. And that is our inheritance. The Bible calls, it said, God sent ministering spirits, angels, ministering spirits, to them, to minister for them, who shall be heirs. So inheritance is salvation. Who shall be what? Heirs of what? Salvation. Heirs, so that it is our inheritance to be saved. And the life that saves is everlasting life. And you cannot be saved. He said, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. By so doing, you will be able to save. Did you see that? You'll be able to do what?
Save yourself.
We need to focus on saving ourselves. Save yourself first and them that hear you. Save yourself and them that hear you. So it's a job for us all that salvation should be a primary thing. What is salvation? Acquisition of nature. Acquisition of nature. As the old nature is being demolished, which what the ministration of, like I was saying on, was it on Friday? The things of God. Say, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things which God has what? Prepared for them that love him. Those things, they are for the breaking down of our wrong formation. Formation that Satan planted, that he taught us, and we walked in, and we became who we are. Hallelujah. Things of God that will be ministered to us, they are called spirits. Because it takes spirit to break down what a spirit has constructed. You know, Satan also gives spirits. He blows spirit to you and you begin to behave and dance according, because spirit has a way of instructing you what to do. He just blows it to you and you begin to do it. You do it for a while, you become it. A nature is formed. Yes. That is how Satan cultured the whole earth. He brought thoughts. He brought darkened understanding to us that we lived in. We lived in them until we became it. We became it. You can see that under heavy anointing like this, some things can rise up from within you. And you'll be struggling with it. And be wondering, Mbolele etuti wabai. And the thing wants to overpower you because it's spirit. It's not an evil spirit like possession or whatever. It's spirit that informs formation of nature. Of character, that when you do it for a while, you become formed. That's why the Bible says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous. So it takes the doing of another spirit, which is everlasting righteousness, to make you become another person. Hallelujah. Amen. So going up to heaven is growing up. And the growth starts. It starts from the revelation. I told us milk is part of our growth. Though we cannot overemphasize it, we cannot downplay it. It's part of our growth. Yielding to things, yielding to the leading of the Spirit. It is in milk I learned the leading of the Spirit. It heightened when the knowledge of Christ began to come. Because the same Spirit is the Holy Ghost, he will turn to be the Spirit of Christ, to begin to instruct you and teach you the things that made up Christ, the things that to break down the antichrist whatever nature inside us. So that Spirit will lead you. You can't change just by hearing. You need teaching. They said, ye have not so learned Christ. That is, you learn. As ministration is coming, you are learning, okay, this is how Christ is, this is who Christ is. If so be that you have heard him, after the preacher has preached, Christ, the Spirit, will still come and talk to you. If so be that you have what? Heard him. And you have been what? Taught by him. How does Christ teach? He teaches by leading, by instructions, by corrections. Hallelujah. Amen. By rebuke. It is, you know, it's not just what we do physically that is wrong. In our thought realm, we are wrong. It is at
Sin begins from thought. As a man thinketh, so is he. What proceeds out of the heart is what defiles. Your thought can defile you. Hallelujah. Your thoughts can defile you. Thinking wrongly. You know our thoughts, it has been corrupted, perverted by spirits. They thought thoughts, wrong things. How to think wrongly. You think wrongly, then you behave wrongly, you talk wrongly. Because the problem is from the realm of thoughts. That realm has to be healed. How do they heal it? They begin to teach you. They start us with the learning of Christ. The Bible talks somewhere. It says, you have the mind of Christ. You don't automatically have the mind of Christ. You must have been taught Christ to acquire the mind of Christ. You must have been taught Christ. You must have done Christ very well to acquire. And the mind of Christ. You know, I was saying yesterday about the witnesses that God wants to raise from every allocation. You're welcome, sir. The mind of Christ is ministered by the what? The spirit that is in Christ. You acquire that spirit from leading, teaching, revelation of Christ. To know the mind of Christ, how Christ thinks, how Christ's mind is arranged. Hallelujah. Is against what makes us carnal is the arrangement of our mind. Bible talks about being carnally minded, which is death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Is life and peace. So we churn out carnality easily because our minds were framed with carnal thoughts. Hallelujah. With carnal. So the learning of Christ makes the mind to be Christ, to be spiritually minded. Now, I was saying something about the woman, that God is not raising carnal women and making you to be leading the whole world. No. He's raising spiritual women. A woman must be spiritual. Do you know what I mean? You to be spiritual, you must have been fed with substances, spiritual substances, substances of Christ. Christ is the spiritual man. Hallelujah. And I was saying something, you know, where I'm actually going is what God is looking for. In every allocation, you discover that the end of that allocation is some kind of love. So a spiritual person is a charity person. Did you get what I'm trying to say? You can't say you are spiritual. It's not to be spooky. You can't say you are spiritual if you are not charitable. The mind of Christ is what makes you spiritual. And the mind of Christ is the mind of charity. That is what makes you a person. Like our mommy was saying that they pay a yonsiton. Koseyomo. Eh? When you have not done charity, you have not become a charity man. To be framed, that thing called charity is a man. That's what they call a man. Anything less than that is nothing. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That Bible says the end of the law, that's the law of Christ, is what? Is charity. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding what? Brass. Nothing. Sound. Sounding brass. You know, when the day I heard my husband preach this thing, I became so uncomfortable. Because this is the way they measure us. This is the way they measure. This is the way they rate us in the realm of the spirit. You know, men can rate us anyhow, but they rate us according to this. I am because, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Yes. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains. Are you seeing feet that we use to rate men? Ah, man of God, learning here. Who can sort us? Mountain. Mountain there, did they? Oh, there, Lord. Say, you understand? These are endowments of God. And they can endow you with these things without you being raised. And have no charity. I am what? Nothing. So a man is nothing. Nothing. That is, they don't reckon with you in the realm of the spirit. Nothing without this thing. I am nothing. So what makes me something? It's because I have become a man of charity. He said, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be born, I can give my body to be born for the glory, for vain glory. And have no charity, it profited me nothing. No profit in it. No profit. He now says, charity suffereth long and is kind. These things, they are things that are worked in us by the Spirit of Christ. The leading of Christ. You can't cram this in and begin to practice it. No. They put you through situations, circumstances that will make you to acquire these things. You will do them over time and become them. Hallelujah. You learn them. Anything outside this is nothing. Suffereth long and what? Is kind. When suffering, is kind. You know, it's not easy to be kind when you are suffering. You will be mean. So it takes building. It takes the injecting of things of Christ inside you to be like this. It takes tutelage. It takes correction, instruction. When you are suffering and you want to be mean, the spirit that is in charge of ministering, which is the spirit of Christ, is actually the Holy Ghost that will come and teach you. Oh, yeah, go and be kind now. And you can be crying. Because when you are suffering, is it time to be mean? Is it time to be wicked? Is it time to be bad? Abi mo paro ni? You just say, ako sin ko kambe oti shefun bi, mi no ma shete mi pada. But the Bible says, do not be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good. It's not those things that make you, they will arrange situations for you where they will now begin to, the Spirit of Christ will come and instruct you. This is the way to go about it. This is how to do it. This is what to do. And then you yield. You see, the profit is in yielding. You don't change. You see, when you do something over time, that thing becomes the power that holds you with losing his grip from your soul. So you gain from obeying. Obey that spirit that instructs you, that teaches you. You don't behave like that. It's a time of tutelage, of teaching, for you have not so learned Christ. We need to learn Christ. If so be that you have heard him. A lot of us don't hear Christ, even though we hear preaching. We can hear preaching and not hear Christ. Hearing Christ is hearing the spirit that made up Christ. You know, Christ is a formation of things. Laws. Those laws are released at times during preaching. The Lord will be painting things in your heart. When something is coming, you just remember, in your conversation, the spirit of God will bring it to you. I have behaved wrongly. I've behaved in a mean way. The Spirit of God will be painting it to you. Some of us will let such things to sleep. You don't grab it and go and do it. It is in doing that you become what God wants you to become. He suffered long, does not what? Vaunted not itself. Is not what? Puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. That is, it's not rude. It's not rude. Charity is courteous. It's not rude. Seeketh not her own. You know, there's this adage in Yoruba land that if you give a hoe to a madman, he will draw it towards himself. No, but have you ever seen anybody holding a hoe? That is how the carnal man was framed. We were framed by Satan. Satan taught us self-centeredness, selfishness. Satan did it. He takes the teaching of Christ, the leading of Christ, instruction to beat out selfishness from a man. And that is what the Bible calls something. Something. When you lack this, you are nothing. The Lord will come on you, the Spirit of God will come on you to begin to de-emphasize yourself and emphasize others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a training. It's a training. And you see, the problem with human beings, when man fell, the problem generated from darkened understanding, blindness of the heart. Blindness of the heart made man to fall into the natural. Hallelujah. Made man to fall into, we rate the natural, we rate it above everything because that's the only thing we can see. So when your eyes of understanding begin to get enlightened, you begin to see beyond the natural. You now place the natural where it belongs. It takes, that is one thing the teaching of Christ, the learning of Christ begins to do to the soul. It begins to take your soul from what these two eyes can see. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Because the things that are seen are what? It doesn't come like that, oh. It takes tutelage, deposit of substances, where you begin to appreciate things that are not seen. For we walk by faith, not by sight. These are teachings, learnings we learn from Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I talk, they say this woman likes milk too much. You know, from the leading in milk. The leading in milk. What does that leading in milk do to us? Especially that faith towards God. It helps you to look up. Faith towards God, what it does to the soul, it comes to disengage the soul from the way the soul is used to getting things. And makes you to look up. So you can always have confidence in up than down. Hallelujah. And then that part of the training, don't joke with milk, I beg you. Part of the training is that your needs are supplied according to the Spirit. They limit your allocation to what you need, not what you want. And in that leading, you learn contentment. Because nobody will be believing God for what, except stupid people. Some people were stupid that they will believe God for an aeroplane when they don't need it. You can imagine Brother Toba now saying, God, I confess, I believe, I confess, I get my private jet tomorrow or next tomorrow. That is presumption. Say, you understand me? There were people like that because they were not following the spirit of the message. Faith cometh. Faith for aeroplane will not come for you at a particular time. Because it cometh. Some people, they generate faith by themselves. But it takes, faith is spirit. It cometh. It cometh. It cometh. When it comes, you know it has come. And faith does not come for frivolity. So that realm, They teach you a lot of things. It makes you focus. You focus only on what you want, what you need, not what you want. And when you are done with that, you know, thank God for Jesus. When I was going to get married, it got to a stage when I was going to get married. I was not looking for a man that would come and take care of me. Because God had led me in that faith thing. I said, even if my husband does not have faith, I have enough faith to carry the two of them. To carry the two of them. I'm telling you. So even streamlined me, I was not looking for a rich man. I was not looking for somebody. I said, no, I've got faith. I've used faith to get my needs met. So even if the man does not have faith, my own faith can carry the two of us. That was the state of my heart. It made me able to be able to position my heart to get the right person. Not choose according to sight. Because that faith has taught me not to live by sight. That if it is meeting of needs, it's not man that will meet it, it's God. It's not man that will meet it. It's God. You're able to look up to God. God can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That level is very good for every believer. It helps you in life. It even helps you in ministry. As you grow, because we go from faith to faith. So what am I saying? That level, by the time you now come to the learning of Christ, that is where you now, what you have learned there, you carry it to another level of revelation of a person. That realm, we learned faith towards God, love to all the saints, which we held it like our life depended on it. At that level, love without knowledge. But because the Bible says you should love, and the Spirit of God comes and teaches you. My husband was telling me that he read Copeland's book, and he vowed, I made a vow, I will walk in love. He just made a vow. So there's nothing you can do to him. Before you apologize, he has forgiven you. Say, Mutikuro Loria, you know, his own love level was so high, higher than my own. When we first got married, when we have a misunderstanding, in the evening, he has forgotten and he wants to be playing and talking. I'll be doing, you say, see that? Oh, she won't buy any. Are you still there? Leave that place, leave that place. It's a place of death. Leave that place. It's a place of, God has raised him above my own learning of love. Say, are you still there? Leave there. Leave that place. He doesn't have time to keep something. Mm-mm. He said he made a vow a long time ago. And you see, the Bible says that your love will abound more and more. In what? In knowledge. And what? And all judgment. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. So the more we increase in knowledge, the more our love will abound. What I'm trying to say is that every of these things, charity, let me just finish that First Corinthians. There's one place I'm going. Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away what? Childish things. Well, how did he become a man here? He became a charity man. So a charity man only. Anything below that is childish. It's childish. So the doctrine of Christ is to raise a man. They call him a godly man, a spiritual man. It takes teaching, leading, instructions, corrections. At times, would have done some uncharitable things. You don't even know that it is uncharitable. You can even justify it. If your heart will be open to the Lord, if it's sensitive to the Lord will come and correct you. Say, Inye Uda. At times, the Lord will tell me, if I were you, I will not do it this way. I won't do what I won't. I think I've shared that testimony. At the beginning of learning Christ, we had a brother that used to come to the house. He will come and eat our food. He will eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, there are people who capitalize on your love work. Say, I'm a lame woman, walk in love. So they do, they are not ready to walk in love. They are ready to exploit your love work. Don't be in that, till tomorrow, that brother has not changed. In fact, he is wrecked. Now, he didn't change. He felt he was exploiting our love work. Don't be on that side. Be the one that is giving love. Not exploit it. And where I be one, in love one. Where is your own love work? So he will come, eat morning, afternoon, and night. Then he'll do me. So you understand? But when you finish that, he will not go out and be speaking evil of us. Speak evil. He will come back and eat again. And he was doing that for a long time. He became so bad. So bad. He went around telling people, because I gave him some things to help me sell. That time, you know, those days of, God bring it according to as you need it. That was a stage in life. Things were hard because I was not working. Those days of my passion. So my sister sent me some things from the UK to sell so I can have some money to shirts. So out of those shirts, I gave him one for himself. And I gave him the rest to help me sell. He went around the whole of Lagos. He didn't sell. He now brought it back short of one. I said, where is it? He said he has bought it. Where is the money now? He said he will give me later. Maybe he will give me tomorrow. Then he will now go out and say that pastor's wife is bad. It is pastor that is good. You know that kind of a thing can get you angry. So when I waited, he was not bringing my money. I said, I'm going to fight this brother and collect my money from him. You know what the Lord said to me? What I have said, Sheko toke yon lo jani ko lo binu. I gave you unkotani kinta. They say I should sell it and use it to eat. I gave you one. I said, "Bami tayoku." You went. You didn't sell one. You now came short of another one. Otumu me. So I said, "Give me my money." He didn't answer me. He said, "I'll bring it. I'll bring it. Maybe he'll bring it tomorrow." But what I want to say is that I got angry. I said, "I'm going to fight this brother. I'm going to collect my money." Do you know what I heard? You dare not. The servant of God must not strive. Kimatu strive. That is my normal understanding and mindset. I'm justified to go and fight him. But there is another judgment. There's a way Christ thinks. Say the servant of God must not what? Strive. What does that mean? Allow him. So your carnal mind will tell you is he will not think I'm a fool. He will now think he can cheat me and go scot-free. He will now think, but somebody has told you the right thing to do, the righteous thing to do. A servant of God must not strive. The servant of God must not what? End of story. That's how I left him. And I was looking at him. Then he didn't stop there. He now started going around. That woman of God, that pastor's wife, she's very bad. She's not good. It's pastor that is good. Then he will come to the house. When we are not at home, we used to have a house help then. He will ask the house help, "What did you cook?" "I want to eat." The house help will cook. So the house help even got irritated. Irritated by him. So one day she came to me because he has been doing a lot of things. You know, long story of many, 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 many things. How he will come, take Milo morning, afternoon, five times a day. Milo that they brought for somebody who just came back from the hospital. He will sit down with him. He will take it before breakfast. He will take it with breakfast. He will take it at 12 noon. He will take it with lunch. He will take it in the evening. And me, I just came back from the hospital. They brought the Milo for me. A man who only come. And you know what? These are our everyday living, everyday thing that we come across. This is the areas where they used to teach me mind of Christ. So my housewife now came and said, Mommy, please tell this brother not to be taking this Milo too much. He's taking the Milo like a baby. Before breakfast, during breakfast, at 12 noon, he will use it to drink gari in there. So, I now called him. I said, bro, please now take this Milo gently. I didn't say don't take it again, no. I said don't take it too many times. I said, if all of us take it five times a day, it will finish in one day. I said, please, take it gently. He got offended. Went out and started spoiling my name. And then he'll come back and eat my food. Has God brought people like that to you? A lot of times you would have failed 1,000 times. Before the Lord will have mercy on you and come and tell you how to be the righteous way to react. Say, are you not indulging people? Maybe the Spirit of God is indulging people, but he was after me. So the housewife now came and said, Mommy, this brother is always coming to the house when you are not around. And if the next time he comes to the house to ask for food when you are not around, I will not give him food though. So I said, I checked to Inumbi Milawa, all the things he has done. I reacted from that point. I said, yes, when I'm not around, don't give him food. You know where that yes came from? Revenge. Ibinu Inutin be me. I was already angry. So, and the Lord does not want you to react from that point. That is unlearning the laws that configured us. Naturally, we Avengers. Thank you, Pastor. Avengers. Avengers, Niwa. Avengers. Nothing goes free. Consent only Kojangwa Julia free. We have Funtoni. So I told her, I said, when I'm not around, after, doesn't that sound justified? Actually correct. Why should you be indulging somebody who is abused? I said, okay, when I'm not around and he comes, don't give him food. The Lord is not looking at his actions. He's looking at my own reaction. He doesn't want me to go bad. He wants to correct my heart. Because what you do when you give yourself to vengeance over time, you become an avenger. You repay evil for evil. I know a lot of us, we are silently repenting under our breath. So as soon as I said that, my husband looked at me and went away. He didn't say anything. Then the Lord came to me and said, did you tell her not to give him food? I said, yes. When I was saying that, yes, don't give him food, I was checking my heart. I was saying it with fear. Because from my learning and leading, I know that the Lord might not take this. But immediately he came. Said, did you tell her not to give him food? I said, yes. He said, if I were you, I will give him food. Say, I make my rain to fall on the wicked and on the righteous. So I called her quickly. I said, Baba, when he comes, give him food. You hear? If I'm not around, give him food. My husband now laughed. He said, I heard you when you were telling her not to give him food. I heard you. He said, Holy Ghost has come to you. I said, Benio. Holy Ghost said, if he were, that was the Spirit of Christ. teaching me the right righteousness that is in Christ. They are laws. Hallelujah. Amen. What is right? You don't know it. You don't know it. So as long as you don't know, as long as you don't encounter what Christ calls right, you cannot be free from the law of sin and death. So they detonate those things. They break them. If somebody can hear, some other person can hear that and push it aside and continue living and laughing and continue dealing with the brother. What am I trying to say? We acquire the mind of Christ by learning and doing Christ. We don't know, I tell yourself, you don't know what is right, except it is revealed. As for righteousness, therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So to become a man is to become a charity man. The end of the commandment is charity. Out of what? And faith unfeigned. Out of a pure heart. So that purifying, it is truth that is in Christ that purifies the heart. You will begin to see some demands that look like you are a fool. That look like you are stupid. That look like people will take you for granted. If you do this, won't they take you for granted? Have I stopped eating since then? He's the one who is not able to eat. Now, he's so wrecked. He didn't change. He played on everybody around him. He refused to change. But I'm still eating. I'm eating. Eating, dollar. You know why I'm saying this? Because this, the end of the law, commandment of Christ, is charity. You know why? You know why we have to exercise ourselves to become a man? Because the everlasting life is the life of God. Everlasting life is the life of God. Is the realm of higher love, higher than charity. So if you have not, there was a time I was struggling so much and the Lord was talking to me about somebody. I was struggling. And the Lord said, te pari eleyi, higher love, she wa waju etomani. Said, be done with this one. The learning of everlasting is the learning of God. It's the learning of God. Who is God? The realm of everlasting life is a realm of higher love, stronger than charity. This is the message that we have heard from him. What is the message? God is light. In him is what? Yes. This then is the message. This is everlasting life realm. From verse 1, that which was from the beginning. You know, I heard a reverend teaching about the difference between everlasting life and eternal life. That the two of them are the life of the beginning. They are the life of God. Eternal life is the life of God. Everlasting life is the life of God. Amen. Both belong to God. But you need to connect everlasting life to be able to connect eternal life. You need to inherit everlasting life before you can get to eternal life. Hallelujah. And I like the way he said it. He said, in the beginning was the word was God, and the word was God. The same. That was where the change came. The same. When it stepped into the realm of creation, he became the same, but another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to get to eternal life, you must first touch everlasting life. To get to everlasting life, you must finish charity. He's only a charity man, because a charity man is a spiritual man. Because a natural man cannot what? Receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why can't he? They are foolishness. What I just said to you now doesn't it look like foolishness? Yes, Doesn't it look like foolishness? Somebody is spoiling your name everywhere and coming to your house freely without your permission. Just calling on your house, Fumilonje. The word that's get on, and he goes to, a pastor came to my house one day and we're talking about that guy. He said, Kai, if I tell you what this guy has said to me about you, I laughed. Because Bible says, he that repeated a matter separated between friends, it is unrighteousness. I laughed. You know why I laughed? The guy has talked to me about the person talking. So, you know, I laughed. I said, I will not sin against God. I will not sin against him. I didn't say more than that. He said, maybe he has come to talk to you, sir, about me. I laughed again. I laughed. Because, you see, the natural thing that will come out from you when somebody says such a thing, you want to revenge by spoiling the person. If I tell you, he has said this, but you want to just naturally revenge. And then you sin. Do you know, that is the life Reverend was talking about yesterday, that worship is what you do. Satan wants worship. So he has put things inside man that man will use to worship him. And everywhere he sets you up for worship. Satan wanted worship from me that day. How will I worship him? By yielding to what that man said. And me said, I'll begin to talk. If you hear what he told me about you, is it only me they came to talk to? He told me things about you too. Multi-worship. When you see it that way, you will run from everything that is unrighteous. Because Satan has set us up for worship. He raised us for worship. So also God wants to raise us with his things for worship. So those things that he wants to give us, the things of God, which are everlasting substances, they are tools of worship. That which was from the beginning, which we have what? Heard. Which we have... That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, as they are teaching us now, we are hearing. When you pay attention, your eyes will begin to see. That is, you begin to comprehend. You begin to understand. Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon. You are taking heed, giving the earnest heed, ruminating on it, meditating on it, looked upon. In fact, one of the ways to look upon it is to do it. When you don't do it, it can slip. He said, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. What are those things? Everlasting things. Which the voice of the Son of God is communicating. But there's a place I'm going. Lest at any time we should let them sleep. Go back to that. That which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled. Are you seeing? This is how we inherited. We inherit. Our hands handle when we look upon, when we hear, we see, we look upon, your hand will handle of the word of life. For this then is the message which we heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. God is what? And in him is no. Yes. The next verse. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and then do not the truth. Walk in darkness. Chapter 2 now tells us how we walk in darkness. These things, when you know them, what you will touch, you'll be touching, is the nature of God. The nature of God. You will discover that God is love. That love is a higher one. Hallelujah. So everlasting life, when we are learning an everlasting life, it takes conversion to be able to practice that kind of love. It's high love. Hallelujah. Higher than charity. That's why we should take every level serious. And acquire all the things we need to acquire at every level. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. You know, Satan is darkness personified. And what darkness teaches are these things: hatred. So it takes everlasting life, everlasting substances to remove that seed of hatred from our souls. Because now we are coming in contact with the true light. And that true light is love, is the light of love. God is love. What am I saying? Beings that God wants to raise, what will we see in our midst? We will see love beings. Love beings. Love beings. The Lord showed me, gave me a vision. One time my husband was preaching. He said, there's a way brethren love. Brethren in this realm. You know why? You know why they can love the way they are loving? They have been converted. They are children. They're children. They're children. That everlasting life must convert us. It's a lie. It's an allocation for conversion to make us little, to make us small. So he just said it. There's a way, brethren, love. I just saw a vision. I just saw us, all of us, little children, loving as children. You know the way children play. They are free. It takes removal of things inside us to make us like that. I just saw that vision. I just saw, you know, I saw myself going to Basomeka and playing like a child. Like a child. Like a child. No guile. No malice. In malice, be children. In understanding, be men. Are you seeing men now? So children are the ones that play with malice. Men, they have understanding. And what is the understanding? Understanding of the laws that make up God. So you see, these men that you are talking about, that we are talking about, these morning stars, you know, when you talk about them, you think, oh, they are just shining. They are just, no. They have acquired image. They have been built. Image of God. Stature of God. They are love beings. That's why every allocation ends in love. To prepare us for the high love that God is. Every allocation. Money stars, hey, come across them. They are soft. Meek. They are lowly. Lowly. By reason of conversion. By reason of what they have encountered and they have obeyed. They have yielded to. I want us to have an understanding of what they are calling us to come and be like. You know, for a long time, people, when we went to Canada, we were talking about the heavenly man. And what I kept seeing was a lamb. So when I finished ministering, Pastor Jeff came to me and said, Mommy, ever since I've started hearing you preach, you have always preached about the lamb. I said, that is what I always see. That is what the Lord paints to me. That is the picture I see. No matter what you do, we'll go back, we'll go forth, I always see a lamb. Meek and lowly. That is any encounter I'm going to have is an encounter with the lamb. I said, maybe because I'm not yet a lamb. God has to pump that image so that I can be focused on what God wants us to be like. What God is calling. The bright and the morning star is a lamb. Yes, ma'am. A lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Not just a lamb. Do you know we have learned about two types of lamb. The Anion and the Amnos. See? Lamb of different stages. What brings about that different stages of lambish life? His commandments and obedience. Every intention of God in teaching us, in commanding us, is to bring us to the point where you are a lamb. He's a lamb that is harmless. We were armed by Satan. Kishe Abe Ati Adao. Things, they spring, harm spring out of us. God wants to disarm you to make you harmless. We can be harmful with our mouth. We can be harmful. But this, our bright and morning star, they made him, framed him so much that the Bible says such a high priest became us. Who is what? Holy. Holy. Give it to me, Hebrew. For such an high priest became us. Who is holy? When you are holy, you will be harmless. Holy men are harmless men. Holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. You know, when they talk about heavens, they talk about cherubims. You know, they are heavens. Amen. Amen. Angels are heavens. But the Bible says Jesus Christ became so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. How did they obtain? He was always doing what the father has the of making lambs, because the father himself is a lamb. So everything that made him, he gave it to the lamb, to our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ obeyed everything until he became. So what am I trying to say? Morning stars are lambs. Morning stars are love beings. They have been tutored over the years. From milk love, they entered into charity, into Christ. In fact, it is that charity that gives you the base to be able to take things of God. Because things of God, they are all tempered with love nature. So he will correct you. At times, have you ever been told to go and apologize for what you did not do? You know, the way I do it, I'll say, that thing that you did, I don't like it. It pained me. But me, itself, my own reaction is bad. What are they trying? They are trying to make you contrite. Not somebody who holds to their right. No, that's not what they want to make us into. The Lord is close to them who have what? A contrite heart and what? Humble spirit.
Yanamatia, a prophet, a tendelia capra, patelia ponde, O Gigia Javande, Brocolatos, the Tabate, the Alapaco Tista, Manjinjali ala preketagundu fusco di ala pacatabaradet. End. Ovinianza fatem bente le fusita. End. I am showing you the end. I am showing you the end. Even the end. Even the end. Vulia kapaka pratenante tetotos yakataba. I am showing you the standard. I am showing you the end of your conversation. Even charity. Obrakatalia kapaten tetotetetetot. For the end of every mystery is charity. It is love at different pedestal. I'm showing you that which you must imbibe even to ascend. Even that which you must imbibe even to become. I'm showing you even the way onto the throne. Even the way of charity. Even the way of love. Love. The conversation of love. Conversation of love must be your focus. I am showing you things of God. Even precept after precept. Precept after precept, even line upon line, that you may come to the place of becoming by doing. Doing charity. Doing charity. Charity is for to be born, even to be born of the incorruptible seed, that you may inherit the fullness of God, that you may come into overcoming, that you may come even into the fruit of the overcoming life, even receiving reward, receiving the reward of life. Even obtaining the promise. Even obtaining the promise. This cannot be without practices. Practices that are conscious. Conscious practices of conversation that shows even the dictates of the throne. Even the throne is a throne of love. It is an expression of the love of the Father. Even at different pedestal and shade. I'm calling you into the place of love. Come into love. Come into love. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of God, yes, even unto eternal life. Yes. Come into the place of love. I want to see doers. I want to see doers. Even John, in his wisdom, wrote that he was happy to see his children walking in the truth. Mm. Walking in the truth is walking in love. Walking in love is walking in the spirit. A spiritual man is a love man. A spirit is a love being.
Yes.
I want to tie you to the throne. I want to tie you to the throne. I want to tie you to the throne. I want to make you love beings. Even Desta, Morningstar, are expression of love at different pedestals. They are love. Love. Play love.
Configure.
Talk love. Think love.
Configure.
Express love.
Yes.
Do love. That
love
you may
configure.
Be the children of your Father, which is in heaven.
Love configured. Love. Wait, you know, that is 1 John chapter 2. Say, he that loveth, knoweth God. So when I know God, knowing God is not knowing the precepts of God. Knowing God is knowing the laws that fabricate God. So when you know, when you have come in contact with God, you just come in contact with a love being. All the laws that framed in you will see that they are love-tempered. He that loveth, knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. Whom that. So those who know him, those who will come to eternal life, they are knowers of God. When you know God, you will express love. Hallelujah. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So as I'm knowing God, what am I knowing? I'm knowing love. Because who is God? God is love. If I truly know him, what will ooze out of me is love. Love is what they use to crush us. To crucify us, to break us. Because love will make you to go out of yourself. Love will break down all the laws, the darkness inside our soul. Love will flush it out. Laws of God. Satan is a hateful bird. He's a man of hatred. He hates. And he teaches, when you see somebody who cannot do without hating, you know that Satan has captured this one and locked him up in a corner. Now, you need to be instructed out of it. You can come out of any habit, unloving habit. You can come out of it. You can come out of any. Don't deceive yourself. Or don't say that I'm perfect. Me that I'm talking. My love is still. He's still very, very. He's wanting. But I'm seeing that that is the goal. And I'm asking God every day to help me. And he will come and help you. If only you will yield to him. If only you obey him. He will instruct you in the night season. He will correct you when you are about to take an unloving step. Yield to him. Do it over time. You become what you are doing. Let's begin to thank him. It's good to know the goal. Love beings. God wants to raise love beings. And we were not born again loving. We need to learn it. He said, he yourself knows. He yourself are taught by God how to love one another. Let God teach us. Let's be taught of God. When God teaches us, let's learn from him. He said, concerning brotherly love, brethren, I don't need to talk to you again. He said, for you yourselves are being taught, you are taught of God how to love one another. Teaching, when God teaches us, he will teach us love. Hallelujah. He will teach us love. He will make us small. The smaller you are, the more loving you can be. The more loving you can be. The smaller you are, the more you can love. Hallelujah. Let's begin to thank him.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.